Well, thank you for that. Yeah, right now it's kind of all. I just got my license again in Eastbeck in December, right after the government reopened, and it's been years. It goes back to, for me, to the late 60s, you know, with CW Novice, five words a minute. And but then life happens, you know, and, you know, careers and families and kids and, you know, and you know, tight money and all that when you're young. And so I'm retired, and I figure, you know, time to get back into something. I need another hobby besides work, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I had a CW technician license as well. And then there was a point where I could have taken it and got grandfathered into a general, but I missed that boat. It was the same thing. All of a sudden, I had a bunch of kids, and I ended up with a job where I was on the road all the time. And then here comes cell phones, and I ended up with a cell phone in my truck. And then after that, I didn't need the GMRS radio because I was using GMRS for business back then. All of a sudden, one day, I had a 7 cent a minute cell phone in my vehicle, and that was pretty much the end of me being in an amateur radio for a while, and then I got back into it about 3 years ago. So pretty much a similar story, and I was pulled over the drawer in my office one day, and I saw my ham radio there, and I go, huh, and then I started playing with it again, and I got a whole bunch of people mad at me. I didn't know how much this stuff has evolved. But it did. But anyways, I've got it figured out. It took some time, took some learning, upset some people with some repeaters. But I think I'm fairly proficient at it now. So it sounds to me like we had similar life paths. So no problem helping.